First thing I have on the 10:30 calendar is Patrick Tenay, 1650644. Appearances, please.
Okay. Good morning, Francis. Your
Honor. I'm sorry, in Las Vegas first.
Good morning, Your Honor. Richard Hawley on behalf of the Sadri Trust and the Karogli Trust.
And Reno, please.
Yes, Your Honor. Matthew Francis from the Brownstein Law Firm on behalf of Jen Margolin.
Arthur Zorio from Mr. Margolin's lawyer.
So where are we?
We are continuing with our settlement negotiations, Your Honor.
hey, that's good.
Yes, and we're optimistic. But we have prepared a draft stipulation and order for two pending bankruptcy matters here, Your Honor, the 16 and the 4-4 cases. And I believe counsel for Sadri and Karogli has contacted the court regarding those issues. So we are here to propose another continuance, Your Honor, so we can hopefully bring this thing to a close. I know there's also a status hearing or a scheduling hearing in an 025 matter, which is the second adversary proceeding that was filed by Mr. Kinney, by Mr. Hartman, who's not here today. And counsel for Sadri and Karogli has been in contact with Mr. Hartman, and it appears that he is going to dismiss that action pursuant to Rule 41 under a voluntary notice of dismissal. But counsel for Sadri and Karogli, please correct me if I've misstated anything.
No, that is correct, Your Honor. With respect to that 025 matter, I communicated with Mr. Hartman this morning. And I think later today he will be uploading a notice of dismissal of that adversary proceeding. So that will go by the wayside. With respect to the other matters that we have before the court, the representations are correct. We're trying to work out a resolution, Your Honor. We end up running into each other's scheduling conflicts, I'm afraid, also, particularly in the month of March. And so I think what we would request, Your Honor, is perhaps a hearing date sometime on the week of April 2nd, if that works for the court's calendar.
I think it will, but let's check.
I'm sorry, Your Honor, what was that date again?
April 2nd, one day past
I'm
April
sorry,
Tuesday?
No, the week of April 6th, I'm
week,
sorry.
Week of April 6th.
Well, let me see if we have it on. Your Honor, we can do April the 9th at 10 a.m.
Everybody check your calendars and see if that works.
That works for us, Your Honor.
And that also works for me, Your Honor.
Okay. Anything further?
Not at this time, Your Honor.
All right, we'll see you April 10th, is that correct?
April the 9th.
April the 9th.
At 10 a.m.
Don't show up on the 10th.
Thank you very much, Your Honor.
Thank you guys very much.
Thank you, Your Honor.
And that's the second matter gets continued as well?
Yes, Your Honor, all three
matters. All three matters? That would make sense. Next we have John Witter, 1610933. It's my understanding that the Witter matters were all solved in a settlement, lengthy settlement conference with Judge Zive last week.
That's actually scheduled for 11 a.m. Oh? We have Mr. Hawley on the other side.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hawley.
We have that down. We have that scheduled for 11 o'clock, Your Honor. So I don't know if Mr. Knoll is going to be coming or if Mr. Schwartz is going to be coming at that point in time. But yes, we had a 2-day mediation with Judge Zive. I'm pleased to report that we did resolve the pending adversary as well as the objection. Well, the non-dischargeability complaint has been resolved. The objections to claims that were filed by the liquidating trustee have been resolved, and then the liquidating trustee also filed a complaint for subordination, which has also been resolved. There was also a corollary or companion case in state court, which was also resolved. So it was a global settlement. We are preparing a settlement agreement. Judge Dye did put the terms of the settlement on the record when we were up there last week. And I believe we're going to be, or the trustee is going to be filing a motion to approve the settlement because there will be a distribution out of the liquidating trust. And so it's everybody felt like it would be most prudent to file a motion to approve the settlement and notice that up so that if there are any objecting parties, they could come forward and assert their objections at a time of a hearing.
Okay. Thank you. So I'll see you in a few minutes and another feather in Jed Zive's settlement cap.
Yes, yes, indeed. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Anything further in the 10:30 calendar?
No, you're right.
All right. We'll be in recess.